You need your head examining, Jason King.
Over there. Look, we know he likes human chicks.
Human chicks? And keep your head down.
Well, who can blame him? There's a way out over there. But we know they spent time offline together.
It's absurd, Jason.
Oh, and your love life was any better?
But Adrian and Bev had it like rabbits. I mean, for...
Friend or foe?
I'm General Markwood, Barrington Free Army.
All right there. How do you do?
My identification. I've brought a car.
You didn't tell us to expect this. We were getting our luggage when the bomb went off.
It's complicated. We must get to the car.
Going to give us a hand with our stuff?
No.
Oh, right. Well, lead on then.
It's going to be one of those days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this really necessary? We're not with the military.
Complete independence, as agreed. But you need a flak jacket on at all times. I'm sorry, you don't get a choice of colours.
I do have military experience.
We're grateful,
General.
Really. It's not going well here, is it?
It's complicated.
It's thuggery, General. The most basic, stupid kind.
We were told the news stations pulled out of the city.
Can't tell you how much we miss them.
How bad are things?
We can't even tell at this stage. It's complicated.
Complicated, yes, we got that. How far's the museum?
Not far. What do you know?
Only what the news told us. I guess you don't agree with their view of things.
They weren't really our biggest fans, anyway. We're making the best of a bad situation. On occasion, yes, we've made errors of judgment, but we're sparing no expense on experts to assess the damage. That's why you're here.
That's all you've got to say for yourself. The Trib Museum is one of the most important collections in this
part
of the galaxy.
I'm aware of its importance, thank you, Professor. I grew up here.
The report showed the head of Jeddawar in a terrible state. Its pods have been hacked off, butchered.
A lot of people have died, too. You might have heard there's a war going on.
I don't think you can fuck me off.
What do we need to know, General?
Insurgents attack us in the suburbs, and we expect a major attack on the city any moment.
Insurgents? You mean the indigenous people?
They're not one organized group out to get us. There are all kinds of different gangs. Anyone with access to guns or explosives is suddenly a player, can make themselves heard. They hit the spaceport just now. This morning it was hospitals.
Your commanders claim the city has been liberated.
Now, Benny,
but the people here think you're invaders.
If only it were that simple. They've never just targeted soldiers, though. I'd prefer it if they did. We're paid for that. But anyone is fair game here. The weak, the old, women and children especially. Belsi, they call them. Emotional targets. Ah, here's the museum.
Whew, it's bloody huge.
First opened in 1528 Common Era. Note that though it was built in the Aliakh period, the style is Yetzuba. It's a conscious appeal back to more enlightened times.
You've done your homework.
Watch out, we've attracted the locals.
Hello! Hello there! Yeah, we're fascinating, aren't we? What do they say?
No idea. There are dozens of languages spoken here. I have enough trouble understanding my men.
I was told I'd have a translator.
Oh, yeah. Now, Benny, the thing is...
Oh, no. You said you'd come to hold my hand. Well, not my hand, but... What silly scheme is it this time, Jason Kane?
I was waiting for the right moment to say something. This is the basic unit, General. Now, turn it on here, and... hello?
It's a translator!
Good, isn't it? Well, don't look at me like that. I'm only charging them cost.
It could prove vital to our efforts, Mr. Kane.
Yeah, well, okay. Though I note it's your voice.
Well, it was cheaper than getting some actor in. Anyway, I've got quite a good voice.
And precious from museum.
Yes, that's what we've come to see.
Want to buy treasures precious.
They've got artifacts to sell?
It's possible.
This just gets better and better. What have you got? What treasures precious?
Junction treasures.
Junction? What's that?
The holding text, I think. I need to tidy up the grammar. The dictionary protocols need some tweaking. Here, kid, hold this for a moment, will you?
Uncosted.
He's running off with it!
Plenty more where that came from. He'll show it off to his mates and that'll increase demand. What? They won't be paying for them, Benny. This isn't like that.
We'll see. Let's get inside. It's like a bomb's gone off in here.
There's a reason for that. The museum is the best defended building for miles. Took us weeks to get all the insurgents out of here.
I think it's been used as a toilet, too.
Even on the news, it didn't look this bad. It's not just that everything's in pieces. The pieces have all been mixed up. We're looking at major archival problems. This is just the entrance hall.
Mind out.
You speak English?
This is Enil. She's director of the museum.
Hello, I'm Bernice. I'm professor of archaeology at the Braxiatel Collection. We're here to help. You do speak English?
Yes, many words English. Umgama umgam.
She's speaking umgama. A lot of my own men speak that.
You understand it, then?
No.
Here, Benny, let me... speak into that bit.
Hello, director. Can you understand me now?
Umgumagum. Umgumum.
Colon. English.
That's right, director. We're here from the Braxiatel Collection, and we want to help...
I speaks English. It is... Umgumagum.
Impossible.
Impossible? What sort of word's that?
I said the protocols needed tweaking. I've made it so it learns, so translation will improve the more people use them. You see, the units all feed from a central dictionary, which can be updated at
Jason,
any time.
I need to be able to speak to this woman properly.
I know that. Ironic, though, isn't it?
Ironic?
What's ironic?
Well, the museum director is someone you have to be able to speak to, and whatever language it is she speaks, it's one I never knew about.
Oh, Jason!
Ironic column?
Ironic column? She made a joke. Look, I can adjust its metaphorical range.
Junction. Raspberries.
Oh, that's not helping. I need to understand what she's telling me. She has to be heard, not dictated to. She has to know I'm a fellow academic and not with the army. Look at her. She's terrified of the general.
I don't want to be here either.
I can get it mended. It shouldn't take me long if I settle
Jason,
in now.
Jason, don't move.
What?
You're stepping on a Ugudric pottery.
Am I? Really?
Yes.
Looks like vermilion to me.
Jason!
Mr. Kane, I know somewhere your machines will be useful.
Oh, I couldn't leave Benny alone.
Go with the general, Jason. You'll live longer.
Oh. Well, if you're sure.
Look, sorry. I know you're trying to help. It's just that...
I'm getting in your way.
Kind of. I need to get some work done now. It's,
complicated.
Yes. Thank you.
All yours, General.
We'll collect you later, Professor.
I don't suppose you've got an up-to-date inventory for the museum, so we know what should be here.
Inventory? English?
No, didn't think so.
Look, Benny doesn't mean to be such a pain in the arse.
I'm sure she's wonderful.
You, said you grew up round here?
That's right.
That's interesting. Whereabouts?
South Central District. Place isn't there anymore.
Oh. Right. Still, local knowledge must be useful.
You're not the only one to think so. It's more of a handicap in my experience. The people here, they all think I've sold out, taken the wrong side. I don't care about what any of them are fighting for. Turned my back on this place long ago.
You don't think it gives you an insight into how things work here?
What's there to know? The old regime played factions off against each other, divide and conquer. Now, with the overlords out of the picture, everyone's fallen on top of each other. It's all against all, and no one wants it any other way. They think they'd lose face.
There must be something you can do, though.
Yeah, mop up after them, try not to get killed in the crossfire.
Right. How about I shush now?
Good plan.
Oh, damn it, Jason was right. It is vermilion. The geometric patterning gives it away. Oh, it's funny, he makes out like he never listens when I'm talking shop, but something must go in.
Osmosis.
That's right. I thought you didn't understand a word I'm saying.
Inventory. English.
Oh, it's one step forward and nine steps back with you, isn't it? I'm so used to having someone to talk to on things like this, I'm liable to go potty and start talking to myself. Well, Benny, there's a hodgepodge of material cultures here, mostly from local civilizations. Vermian, Anadith, Aliach, that saucer, though. That could be Etruscan... which suggests an exchange program with museums on other planets. That's right, Benny. You know, it's such a mix-up, I think this is all stuff dropped on the way out as the place was being looted. Good thinking, Benny. We'll just have to box it up, get it out from under people's feet, then we can set about reuniting the different civilizations.
Civilization?
Yes, civilization. You know, arts, crafts, cups of tea.
No tea. We have cappuccino.
You have cappuccino?
Yeah, cappuccino.
No grasp of English and mad as a box of frogs, yet she knows when to go and make the coffee. Maybe she can be my assistant after all. Benny? Yes, Benny, you're fired.
Ah, it looks peaceful enough.
There's a war going on. People could act like it. Know what this is?
It's a gun.
TBJ-110X, your basic guerrilla defence. The ammunition explodes on impact. It's a small-scale explosion, immediate vicinity, but only use it at close range if you really have to.
Understood.
I'm hoping you won't need it. I'll do any shooting. You can carry the translators.
Righto.
Heavy, are they?
Not at all. Thanks for asking.
Good.
They need to be bulky. Normally a translator's just an earpiece, one you can't even see people using, but no one here is going to trust something like that. Not to stick in their ears. Those of them who have ears.
If you say so.
The clever thing, even if I say so myself, was coming up with a simple, low-tech version, one people can hold in their hands, take apart and copy for themselves. They get to own the things.
I'm sure that'll make all the difference. We're here. Keep your eyes open.
Lovely.
It is no chocogama.
Chocolate is missing.
Oh, it's fine, really. I need to watch my figure.
Yes.
Well, let's skip the small talk. I think we should leave this mess and concentrate on what we do have. The head of Jeddawa.
Jeddawa?
Infidel god. Sticky expletive king.
Well, that's the translation, is it? Well, I'd like to give it the once over.
Yes.
So, let's take our coffees that way?
Yes.
So, after you, Director Anil.
It is. It was Gamamga.
And head is missing.
No, the head survived. I saw it on the news after the looting. It should be safe.
Yes.
Good. Let's see it then.
No, gone.
But it can't be gone.
Gamamga.
Assured. Imperative. Pronoun has been lost.
I'm sorry, Director. I think there's been a communications breakdown. I'm going to have to find that thing myself.
You're good with children.
Benny says it's a meeting of minds. They can also tell I'm not with your lot. Haven't you got to get back to the spaceport? I mean, there's bound to be clearing up to do. No offence, but you're scaring them.
I should stay with you. They're less likely to take advantage.
Suit yourself. And what's your name, then? Yes, the transceiver slots in there, and, well, let's try that, shall we? Hello, I'm Jason.
Greetings to Jason.
Another one. We'll have them all speaking English yet.
Good. The intergalactic community are too Anglo-centric to take any note of our problems here. That might change if we can all tell them what's happening.
We're not all the same, you know.
I hope not. Your machines might just change the lives of everyone on the planet.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just want to help these people get their message across. What is it?
That group over there. They're not joining in the fun.
They've got translators, though.
I'm glad they can get their message across.
Well, sticks and stones. What?
Everybody down!
Since you're being no help at all, do you know what this is?
Enpublicking.
Unspecified.
Make public
transcript for public record.
It's the museum guide from 100 years ago. I brought it with me. It's our best bet for an inventory until you can do any better. Want to know what it says about this room? Room 362. The head of Jeddawa is the centrepiece to an unrivaled collection of Adsuth pieces, the most comprehensive single collection to be found anywhere. So where is it? The whole room is empty.
Army,
soldier and his thems took it.
Looted, eh? The whole place got trashed?
Yes.
So how come all the display cases are intact? Looters would hardly bother to find the keys, would they? It wasn't looted at all, was it?
Safe, Gamma.
Safekeeping. Vaulted.
Oh, the vaults now, is it? And as director, I assume you have the keys?
Yes.
Let's try the vaults, then.
Not your day, is it?
Ouch! Is it as bad as it feels?
I don't think there's anything too serious. It's a while since I had to patch up a human. Can't promise anything.
Let me know if I'm going to die, won't you?
I'll do my best to give you some warning.
Christ, what a mess.
Our job's to clean it all up.
You happy, though, now someone's blown themselves up at us?
Ecstatic. 11 dead, all of them children. Want to help?
Easy. Easy. It's going to be okay. They're all just kids. Is this a school or a crash or something?
Neither that or a brothel. We were hoping your gadget could tell us. I'm going to have to leave you for a moment. Work to be done.
Well, please give me something useful to do.
All right. Hand out your boxes. Talk to the kids. Find out what you can from them. What is this place? Where are their parents? That sort of thing.
You think they'll know something about the insurgents?
No, but it'll distract them from the dead bodies. Excuse me.
I should have guessed.
Locked.
I know it's locked, all the rooms are locked, but your keys don't seem to open any of them.
Keys are... gamma.
Oblique. Category error.
That's a pun, is it? Everything's in the wrong place here. Well, I never. Might can be right. Come on, then.
No, remain here.
Oh, well, suit yourself. You're missing out on a treat, though. Oh, medical equipment, you think? Don't recognise the type. But I guess it's all much of a muchness when you're a humanoid shape. Something surgical. To do with the extremities. And that smell. So familiar and brassy. And it's like an abattoir.
Is a room for gamma umbra?
Pause. Museum's commitment to education.
It's a torture chamber, isn't it?
Gamma
Education.
It is a torture chamber. These are data chips. I can play these back. What did you do here?
Not me. Army. Gamma Army.
Zero. Could nothing stop. We subject questions to...
policy of inclusion. Even in the abuse, the whole history of the regime is on these chips. A permanent record held in the museum. Well, let's see what they can tell us.
The subject permitted two of his own offspring to be electrocuted, surrendering only as the third had electrodes attached. There was no evidence to suggest the offspring a particular favorite. Conclusion. Strong parental urge, almost quite like our own. Subject then had appendages surgically removed.
Oh, no.
Mom stood up to them. Let us escape. They killed her, I think. We never found her. She never came back.
You're wasting your time, Mr. Kane. Everyone's got stories like that.
Then everyone gets a chance to tell them. Go on, Carty.
My sisters were too old for the priests to take them in, so they left me and went to find work. They said they would come back for me. I know they will come back for me.
No more. Please, no more.
We have to hear them.
Subject number 6104. Experiment. Sensitivity of internal organs to corrosive materials. They came in the night. The old men could not walk fast. The soldiers whipped them. And when the old men fell, the soldiers cut off their feet. I don't know why they did that. The soldiers laughed, but the old men never made a subject showed elementary reasoning, attempting to halt proceedings by the strength of her argument. She could have been no more than 8 years old. Her body will be retained for further study. The whole street came out to watch. We'd never seen anything like it. He never survived the burning, but they kept beating him and beating him with their sticks. His body made an empty sound. One man said it must have been terrible what he did, to get that sort of punishment. But they didn't need reasons to get you. Of particular note is the subject's continued reliance on his fingers. And his surprise, when they do not help him, he seems incapable of comprehending that those digits he still possesses are all broken. They took her eyes as souvenirs. That was the worst thing. After everything they did to her, they could still make you sick. He crawled home to tell us what had happened. He didn't want just to disappear. We couldn't help him by then. It was a horrid mess from what they'd done to him. They tried to erase us from the city, from memory. That is why we fight, to be remembered. Even when they've taken all our children, that is worth fighting for. The intention, of course, is that every individual in the population is at no more than one remove from a subject we have brought in. They never speak of it for fear that they'll be next. But they think of nothing else. That's how we're with them every waking moment. That's how we control them.
You knew, didn't you? Why didn't you say something?
Didn't want to prejudice your findings, Professor.
On the news, we saw your army storm the museum. And so Benny thought.
You had me down as one of the barbarians. Now, the way it was reported didn't help anyone. I guess it might have been different if there'd been someone still alive in there. Someone we could have rescued.
They killed everyone.
Covering their tracks?
No. They wanted us knowing what they had done. They left the data chips. The museum had a remit for investigation, that's what they called it.
And they took people from everywhere, every village and every family. Everyone knew someone who'd gone missing. That's how they kept power.
I could really do with a bath.
It won't make any difference. You never feel clean.
Thank you, General. Just what I needed to hear. You don't help, you know. These aren't insurgents. They're people trying to take back their lives. And they don't see you as any better than the last lot. They just see a bully with orders and a gun.
I'm an easy target. It's not that surprising, really. They've been abused a long time.
You're just trying to help them, aren't you?
When we can. The real priority is keeping the fighting out of the town. That's when the casualties rocket.
More fighting? Why am I not surprised?
I must get back to work. There's a room on the top floor of the mess you can use for a bath. No one will disturb you up there.
I don't know what to say. Thank you.
It's nothing.
I'd say you misjudged him. He's not such a bad sort.
He's hiding something.
He keeps his emotions in check. He'd have to.
No, really. He's not just blunt, he's evasive. There's a secret he's hanging on to. Wonder what it is.
You're getting paranoid again, Benny. Time you had that bath.
This is supposed to be a private room. At least shut the door after you.
There's nothing I've not seen before, Benny. Well, some of the bruises in you.
What, this? I opened a locked vault with my shoulder.
That's my girl. Everything else looks how I remember it.
You getting in too, then?
No. I'm happy just to watch. Not the only one, either.
What? Who's there?
See him? Peeking in at the window. I think he's an Aliak.
Jason!
Don't scare him off. It's a natural curiosity about a woman with her kit off.
No, he's bloody well not. He's helped himself to my notes. That's my museum guide.
Oh, yeah. Hey, stop! Come back here! Sorry, Benny.
That guide is essential if we're going to make any progress. Well, what are you waiting for?
You want me to chase him across the rooftops?
Yes. Oh, don't worry. I'm coming with you.
You've only got a towel on, Benny.
No, my running shoes too. Come on!
Which way did he go?
Towards the main square. That way.
Right.
pretty high up here, isn't it?
We are on the rooftops, Jason. Oh, look, there he is!
He's got a gun!
You think so? Oh, look, people on the street have seen us. Hello down there! Why are they cheering?
You're giving them one hell of a view, Penny. Or hadn't you noticed the draft?
Oh, bloody hell! There's not much I can do about it now. Oi, you down there, bugger off!
You could be so elegant. Come on, let's get moving.
The guns are 7mm Elbig, I think. Standard issue for street pubs.
Probably a Christmas present.
Oh, stay down. Goddess, this isn't a very dignified way to go.
We'll be fine. The Elbig's a little gun, easy to conceal, but he's only got 2 shots left. Like that one.
Sometimes wonder where you learn stuff.
I read when I'm on the loo. Come on. Hey, you there. Last one. Now, come here. Now, be a good ally. I can give Benny back our book.
Oh, careful, Jason. I don't think this roof is very safe.
I would purchase one of your fowl birds. Certainly, sir. Is the bird to be a meal, a pet, or a sexual partner? Who are you? Why are you falling through my ceiling?
Sorry to interrupt. We're the army.
No, we're independent. Hey, you kept your towel on.
Oh, thank heavens for small mercies. Where's our friend?
I'm sitting on him. Now then, my lad, are you going to give us back our stuff? Ow! Oh, shit, just bit me.
Oh, come on, we can't let him get away.
I do apologise, sir. That's never happened before. Where were we?
Hang on.
Hesitation. A sexual partner, please.
Excuse us. Pardon us. I can't see him, Benny.
Over there, in the doorway.
Right. Excuse us. Pardon me.
I want to call.
Bloody alien.
That's not good enough, Captain. They are not to get into the city under any circumstances. I don't care what the... What is it? I'm on the phone.
Ishka.
Look, just use your translator, will you?
Sorry, sir, but your advisors, sir,
are up to no good in my bathroom, I know.
They
are not in your bathroom, sir.
I see. I better call you back. What are they up to?
See anything?
No. What is this place?
A meeting hall of some kind, I think. Maybe religious. The glyphs are Anadith. See how the outlines are ribboned?
Oh, yeah. Single brush strokes, isn't it? I don't like this, Benny.
You said he'd run out of bullets.
Yeah, but he could have reloaded by now. Or just led us into a trap. I guess this lot are his older brothers.
Leave now, aliens.
We only want our book back. We don't mean any harm. That one, he stole it.
Bottom aliens don't provision us.
We're here to help you. To help you all, the museum is for your benefit. It's your identity.
Benny, we really have
to defend ourselves from your attack.
Benny, get down!
Wait, no!
Timing. Top-notch timing there, General.
I'm hoping you can explain yourselves.
You killed them.
Oh, no. Benny...
They were going to kill you. I didn't hesitate.
They were kids. You just killed them.
Benny, your arm.
Medic! We need a medic in here!
Oh, yeah. Shit, where'd that go?
You're not wearing your flak jacket. You've only got a towel on.
And trainers.
Benny! It's okay, Benny. It's okay.
It was a... It was a bloody dream.
Now, Benny...
We were in the middle of this god-awful bloody war... Where are we?
We're in the museum, Benny. It wasn't a dream.
Oh. Okay. I can't see anything.
The lights are all out.
Look, we're safe. We've even got a bodyguard outside the door.
I guess Mark would arrange that for us.
He saved your life, Benny. He saved us both.
He killed those kids, Jason. He just marched in... My arm. What happened to my arm? I can't feel it.
You're chock full of happy pills.
What?
It's okay, really. They don't have the facilities to regrow it here, but a ship's coming to pick us up. We're going home.
Shit.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay. I can't even put my arms around you.
She insists she carries on working, and I'm not going to get in her way, mood she's in.
I'm gone, Mark Wood.
Yeah, Mark Wood. He couldn't have done it worse. He spent the morning fending off all kinds of complaints from the public. The killing of those people on what's apparently sacred ground, the damage to that shop, public lewdness. That and the insurgents kept him up all night. Anyway, today we're not in the General's good books, so he's not letting us leave the museum.
Yes, museum. Gamma
Junction, variable syntax.
I understand why the dictionaries can't make sense of you. They're working for everyone else. Bloody irony. And you understand some of what I'm saying. Hell, fighting's getting closer. He said he'd keep them out of the city.
Where, Bernice?
Downstairs, grilling some of your staff. No offence, Anil, but we think they might have been helping themselves to the artifacts.
No staff.
Junction.
Gamma Ungum.
Don't worry, we're not accusing anyone yet. Mark Wood's told us not to make trouble. Benny's just going to ask a few simple questions. Right. I've got it working. Say something.
Gamma Ungum.
Working is junction error.
No. Well... must be something else. That was pretty close. I think I'll go find Benny.
I knew it. I knew he was hiding something.
Ishka.
He has a family here. He does not see them.
And Markwood isn't even his real name. He's been lying to us.
Ishka Gudaka.
No, he has a Guda name.
So why the big secret? What's he up to?
Ishka.
I would not gossip, but the rumours heard are that he is in disgrace. Some say that he ran away from home.
Benny, where have you got to?
In here, Jason! I'm sorry, Ishkana. This won't take a minute. What is it? I'm busy here.
The fighting's coming this way. We should all get upstairs. Stay together. Anil's office is a good place.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I was getting somewhere. Okay, Ishkana. You gather anyone else you can find and get up to Anil's office. Give me a hand with packing this stuff up, Jason. I can't do it myself.
We don't have time for this, Benny.
I'll do it myself, then. Leave it to the cripple. These are some of the least damaged artifacts in the whole museum. I won't leave them out to get trampled on.
Right. We'll just put them out the way. How are you getting on?
Stop asking me that. I'm fine. Markwood's got a family here. You said he had the opposite. I told you he was hiding something.
Well, he could just be embarrassed by them. You know what family's like.
I can't work out what's happened here. It looks less and less likely that Markwood's soldiers were the ones doing the looting. So who was it then? The curators? The general public? Why is it so difficult to get answers?
I've no idea. You take all your medication at once.
The looting even seems to have gone on during the regime. Things are missing from undamaged display cases, and even the locked vaults are full of neglected, damaged items. It's as if the museum has never looked after its collections. Careful with that, it's fragile.
Sorry, it doesn't, you know, look much. It looks like a rock.
It's a proto-cultural hand tool. This area for miles around is the cradle of the planet civilizations. It goes back tens of thousands of years. This is some of the earliest material culture from anywhere in this part of the galaxy.
Right. Hang on, isn't that a V-Log crucible? A bit far from home if it is.
Probably. They've swapped stuff with other museums. There's stuff from Earth here, too. A whole room full of 15th century longbows. Come on, let's get upstairs. Reading the guide, they were fiercely protective of their collection here. They wouldn't share anything. The regime changed that. They wanted as diverse a display as possible.
I don't get why they would do that. Not when they were always doing down other races and communities.
Well, in museum theory, there's a case...
Well, spare me the theory. So does that mean Anil worked for the old regime?
Well, the appointment of museum director would have to have been approved on an official level. She knows more than she lets on, that one.
Benny, I think I know why the translator doesn't work on Anil. It's not the translator, it's her. She's been talking gibberish.
Bloody hell. She can speak English, can't she? She's just been pretending not to.
Who
You're still working for them, aren't you, Anil? That's what this has all been about.
Gumma Markwood, Gumma.
Oh, never mind that. We know you can speak English.
I suppose I was on borrowed time. You'd have discovered me eventually.
Benny, you know what that is in her hand, yeah?
It's a gun, Jason.
TPJ-110X, actually. Ammunition explodes on impact. It's what Markwood used on. You can't use them at such close range as this, Anil. You'll get hit by the explosion yourself.
I've nothing to lose, Mr. Kane. You would take my museum from me.
At least let the staff go. Your beef's not with them.
Professor Summerfield, if the staff weren't loyal to me anyway, they wouldn't be here. I have to protect the museum's interests.
Sorry, Ben.
I've got a gun. Anil, why don't you have a seat?
Thank you, General. Another timely intervention. Different pistol today. You're wounded.
It's fashionable these days. They've entered the city. HQ is cut off, so we're going to have to hold out here. The museum has the most obvious defensive features of anything in the area.
You can't use us as a fortress.
I actually agree. The artifacts here are absolutely...
I'm more concerned for people's lives than bits of old stone. My men are setting up downstairs. We must get your wall somewhere more secure.
Give me the gun, General. I've military experience. I can use my left hand.
Now, Benny...
And me. I'll fight for my museum, Professor.
Fine. I can't afford to turn down your help. Help yourself to guns. Glad not to have to carry them myself.
General, you need medical attention.
I'll have to manage. You got most of our supplies and we're cut off from HQ.
That was downstairs.
Right. Anil and I will take the front. I want you where I can see you, Director. We'll keep the insurgents from getting up here. The curators will stay in the office. Keep your heads down and don't move. Jason, you and the General are going down to the vaults.
Why the vaults?
The interrogation room is at the end of the corridor.
It's full of surgical equipment. There's everything you'll need.
I'm the one in charge.
Of course you are, General. Right, everyone, let's go.
You don't have to do this, Kane. Leave me.
Bernice gave us an order, General. We do what Bernice says. Stay with me, General. No sleeping on the job. Talk to me. Tell me about this family you don't have.
I don't have any family.
Of course you do. Come on, what are their names?
I don't have a family. I'd endanger them if I did.
You're protecting them, aren't you? That's the big secret. You don't want them hurt. Hey, hey, you stay awake now. I want to hear about my family. Well, Benny you've met. Then there's our son, Peter.
Peter.
Although he's not really our son. His real father is a Kalor.
Concentrate on keeping them off the stairs. Your balance is all up when you're missing an arm. I'm usually better than this. Yeah, that's better. After we're done here, we can have a discussion of museum ethics.
I've always fought for the museum.
You kept your head down, didn't you? Stayed out of trouble. That's how you survived.
Never let on that you know anything. You can't afford to be threatening.
I know people who use the same technique for getting boyfriends.
I catch up with Jonas Neek every now and again. We want to co-write something one day.
How does Bernice cope with these different versions of yourself, these clones?
Well, she doesn't know we're still in contact. Oh, looks like we found it. Grisly looking place. Yeah. Oh, they've got IntelliHeal. You'll be right as rain in no time. Soon be telling us off again. Shooting people.
I better be. Sounds like we're going to have company soon.
Director. Everyone stole from the museum, Professor. We all had our reasons. For some, it was just how they rebelled against the regime. For others, it was just about profit.
I suppose others saw what was happening and had to take things to protect them from the thieves.
That's right.
Oh, it's all just a treasure hoard to you people.
Well, isn't it? I'd love to share your lofty ideals about your academic worth, but this is survival, pure and simple. On your right!
Director, your museum and its contents might be the only thing that can unite the city's people. Give them a shared sense of identity.
They seem pretty united to me. Wanting us dead has brought them together.
Oh,
you feeling? I could do with some help here.
Almost finished. A few more stitches to do.
You'd have been quicker taking your flak jacket off.
It was all that was holding my guts in, I think. There now.
Oh. All steady there, General. You're still full of drugs. How come I always miss out on the fun?
I'm fine, really. Now, your barricade won't hold them long.
It's not meant to. They just have to think we're behind it.
Understood. And where will we be?
Hiding behind the door. They come in, attack the barricade. We sneak out, close the door behind us, lock them in. Clever plan, huh?
I can think of barely a handful of flaws in it.
Trust me, I do this all the time. They're coming. Time to go, General.
Ananga!
The girls are...
Oh, bugger! You killed them. You killed them all.
That's right, Mr. Kane. I do this all the time. You're right, you know. I'm feeling a lot better. Let's get out of here.
Sure. No, wait. Let me bring one of these canisters.
I do hope this isn't another plan.
Fall back! There are too many of them! Anil, being director is a political appointment. You are right in there with the overlords.
Take cover! Quick, here! Being director is a political appointment, yes. But for all I had dinners with the heads of state, don't think I ever had the luxury of being political.
You were complicit in what they stood for.
I did argue with them, Bernice. That wasn't easy. We exhibited things here they would never have allowed without my insistence. Pieces from cultures they exterminated. The Aliki, the Betroth. There's nothing left of them but what we've got. We ran exchanges with museums all over the cosmos, and those other museums welcomed our efforts.
That's where you learnt English?
Yes.
It's not good enough, Anil. The regime used your museum, used you! They supported what you were doing. But all those different pieces were there to propagate one idea, one image of the past. Ancient civilizations from here and off-planet, all united under one banner.
You're the one who thinks the museum can give us all an identity.
It's not the same. Just because different ethnic groups are represented in a collection doesn't mean they could come here freely or take part.
No, that's true. Watch your left flank!
Get a move on, Kane. Leave that thing.
We need it. It's the cylinder of the same stuff that knocked you out.
It's hardly enough to put everyone to sleep.
But it might slow them down.
The only one it's slowing down is you. Leave it!
Concentrate fire on the middle group. What I was saying, Anil, is that... Well, museums don't have to reflect the dominant. You know Benjamin, reading history against the grain. Museums have a role
to
play.
You quote Benjamin at me. Whatever next? Foucault or Chalice or someone? Dr. Ovmak has already written on your collection's flagrant humanocentrism.
Ovmak and I reconciled our differences.
You see our museum, even what's left of it, as some universal trust, don't you? We only get to keep artifacts if we keep them safe for everyone else in the cosmos to enjoy.
Yes. We have responsibilities. We should share what we have for the good of all.
You're such an imperialist. Your Braxiatel collection hardly plays by the same rules.
That's not fair.
Isn't it? Your record on restitution is appalling. Your academic credentials lousy. Anyone you do let in to study what you've got is prone to an absurdly unlikely death. The whole place is shrouded in mystery.
We've opened the doors to students and academics.
And we're supposed to be grateful. Do you really think you're accessible to the people whose lives and histories you've got stored away? And another thing, is there any transparency at all about how this Braxiatel comes to have acquired his precious, priceless hoard? I mean, is there...
It's complicated.
That's all we've ever tried to make you people understand.
Hi, Benny.
Jason! Markwood, you're in one piece!
It is complicated. More than you onlookers want to admit.
That is why we called you in. Now you've seen for yourself. You've made a right mess of the defensive position, by the way. Do I have any men left?
Some, I think. There's a second blockade down there in the main hall. They're doing pretty well, considering.
Right. There's little we can do for them but pitch in. All fire on the middle group. That's where they're coming in.
That's what I've been telling your men.
Good man, Professor. How are we for ammunition?
I'm low.
Sod all me.
Yeah, I'm nearly out too.
Excellent. Any ideas?
I brought this canister of anesthetic gas with me.
Jason, this really isn't one of those parties.
No, it'll slow them down. Look, cover me.
Good throw, Kane. What now?
Shoot it. Haven't any of you seen Jaws?
Jason, it's not doing anything.
Yes, it is. Look at their eyes. They're caned.
Somebody shoot him for me.
Our bullets aren't stopping them. They can't even feel when we've shot them.
Oh, I guess that could happen too.
You made it 100 times worse!
I'm out. No more guns we can get to. We need more options.
I'm out too. Professor Summerfield?
I've got a clip left. Don't think I can change it myself.
Have you any ideas, Professor?
What, me? Yeah, I do as it happens. We've got to get to room 27B.
The Earth exhibits. You want to die among your native art treasures. I will not surrender my museum
We're
to these people.
We're not going to die.
The museum's already been raided for weapons, Bernice. There's nothing left we can use.
Yes, there is. Follow me. Up so we've got something to hide behind.
You're handling the exhibit. You should have gloves on at least.
I know. Well, help us out here, yeah?
They're full of sticks.
They're not sticks, they're longbows.
Benny, you're not serious.
Have you got a better idea? Hey, shut up.
Quickly, how do we use them?
Left arm in the middle. No, higher up than that. Notch of the arrow into the string. Yes, that's it. Right arm pulls up to the ear and then...
They're rifles we use with less power or accuracy.
Oh, not a bad shot either. It was an adjutant call, you know. Had both my arms then, of course. Well, get on with it.
Well, they're tougher to draw than they look.
Ideally, you'd train to use them from childhood. It was a law in England. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
You're a surprising woman, Professor.
I'm flattered, General, but for me now is not the time.
I'm not very good at this. The arrow keeps catching on the string. Oops.
Oh, mind what you're doing, Kane. I'm on your side. They just keep coming. It's impossible.
Keep firing.
I think we've welcomed visitors to the museum, Anil.
We're running out of arrows, Benny.
I know that.
Look, give me something useful to do. If we're going to die horribly, I want to be preoccupied.
Fine, Jason, give me a quiver.
Benny, this is hardly the time for that sort of thing.
A quiver, you lummox, more arrows.
Oh, right. I thought you were being rude. You'd think their English would be better by now.
Well, yes, it's a shame they don't all talk like David Niven.
Look, I'm not saying that's what... Hang on a minute. That might work.
Another brilliant plan, Mr. Kane.
It's the remote access to the central dictionary. I can update all the different translation machines just by using
it. You're going to widen the range of their heckling.
There's no excuse for bad diction. There. Notice any difference?
I think someone just called us dog poos. Is that what you had in mind?
It's just an idea.
I've no more arrows.
There's nothing left to use.
There's a hill of bodies to get over first. We've probably got half a minute.
No fire exits from this room either. Bad health and safety, that, Anil.
Sorry, everyone.
Our shuttle isn't due for at least another hour.
No last-minute chance of the cavalry, then. Just as well, though. The happy pills are wearing off.
Benny, there's something you need to know.
I'm sorry I shouted.
No, it's not that. It's important.
Okay, what?
There really is something going on between Adrian and Bev.
Okay, Jason. Whatever you say. Good for them, I reckon, eh? Peter will need a mummy.
They're not coming.
They'll be on us any moment.
No, they're really not coming. I think they're dancing.
That's right. They're dancing. What are they yelling at each other?
Sorry, little boy. No, do forgive me. Mom, what lovely shoes you're wearing.
Talking to each other.
They're talking to each other. They're getting on.
Yeah. They're all good chaps now.
Jason, what did you do?
Modified the dictionary. It takes two to have an argument, you know, so I've got them all backing off and saying sorry.
I'm very awfully embarrassed, don't you? Don't mention it. I quite understand. Dearie me, it's quite a thing.
He stopped the fighting.
Jason, That was not entirely bollocks.
You've stopped the fighting.
You've stopped the fighting.
Well, what have I been telling you?
I'm bloody brilliant, me.
This place is more of a mess than when we arrived.
You really think so? We're in the midst of listing those artifacts we do have. We'll find them a temporary home until a new museum can be built. One with less holes in it and more fire exits. I've got my engineers looking at that one. Here, Professor.
Oh. Look, some anadith. Some kind of soft toy, I think, but nothing older of value. Where did you pick it up?
We used to sell them in the souvenir shop. You should have something to take back to your son.
Oh! Yes, thank you. You've got a lot of people helping you here. They can't all be your staff.
I don't even know who half of them are. Volunteers off the street, I think.
Some of them have brought their own contributions.
Yes.
These people, they're returning stuff to the museum.
Yes, things they stole or squirreled away. We're not asking any questions.
But you've got to stop them. Interrogate them, find out what else they've taken. You've got a duty.
Why, Jason?
Because they could have more of it. There could be loads of stuff out there and they've got it hidden.
We've got to draw a line under what has passed.
But you can't ignore your own histories. That's missing the whole point.
We won't survive if we don't move on.
It's their museum, Jason, not ours.
But you need to know where all this stuff was. What happened to it? It might not even be genuine.
Hey, just be grateful for what we do have. That'll do for the present. Ah, oh, here's our ride.
Your shuttle is in orbit. I'll take you to the rendezvous if you're both ready.
Anil, it's been a... Sorry, I can't shake hands.
I'll come with you.
It's like a totally different city. Look at them. They've all lost the fear from their faces.
You're out of a job, General.
I've told them the army can only be disbanded by Act of Parliament.
We don't have a parliament.
Believe me, there'll be one soon. They're scrabbling over themselves to get something agreed just to see the back of me.
And then what? You'll seek out your family?
Already done that. This morning.
And? How did it go?
It was awkward. It's not going to be easy, but we'll work on it.
Family is never simple.
General, you were right.
In some ways, it feels like I've lost something.
I don't understand.
You've lost the need to keep fighting, General. The war's over.
Yes, that's it. Well, the war made things simple, and now they're complicated. Perhaps peacetime terrifies me.
You could always come and work for me, General.
Yes, keep him out of trouble. Here we are. Well, we'll be off then. Tommy, you'll take the job.
It would be some kind of security detail.
I was thinking more of a caretaker, a curator. You understand what our artifacts mean. You can help us.
What, picking up broken crockery and sticking it back on the shelves again, eh?
Yeah, he'd be good at that.
It's more than that. Trying to make sense of what the things tell us, what we can learn from them.
And how we can avoid making the same stupid mistakes.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I'm flattered, Director. Bernice, you're crying.
Yeah, sorry.
You're such a romantic.
No, the painkillers are wearing off. You'll have to excuse me. If I don't get some more drugs in me soon, I'm going to throttle him.
You've only got one arm.
I know that, Jason. Trust me, it's not going to be a handicap. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Sorry about that. Look, I better get after her. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jason.
Safe journey. And Jason?
Yes, General?
Don't hurry back, eh?
Thank you.